Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Lisa. We're here with Orgasmic Living Radio, and I'm very excited, you know, again, to benefit from the Super Connector Facebook to bring me together with another amazing guest. So I was really excited to have my guest with us tonight, Dane Henry. And it's funny, because it all started with a picture of my right boob, which was a photo I had on Facebook of me in a bikini. And that picture is old. I took it over the summer and then cropped it for some reason. The right boob was not my favorite. I like both of them equally. But anyway, that's the one that got in the picture. And sort of at random a couple weeks ago, it started getting likes. The picture's been up there for months, but for some reason it caught someone's attention recently. And you know how Facebook works. I think when something gets liked, then it sort of pops up in other people's feeds. And then so sort of a flood of likes and comments came on the picture. And at that same time, I was thinking about how do I engage men in sort of serious discussion about intimacy and love and sexuality? I think men are, you know, I think men are stereotyped to be very interested in sex, and I think that they are for sure. But how do I engage them in this kind of work we're doing at Orgasmic Living practice, to really talk about how to make that deeper connection and get to that deeper level of intimacy and sexuality? And so I took the opportunity, you know, while I have your attention, my friends, my men friends here on Facebook, let me reach out. So I reached out to a bunch of people and said, would you mind having a little short conversation with me about, I think I said really about sort of how men are visually stimulated and how to get them to have sort of deeper conversations. And my dear friend here on the phone with us today on the show with us agreed, and he was actually the first person I spoke to. So I've spoken to a number of people now, but when I first started this new inquiry related to the book I'm working on, How to Be Her Favorite Lover Ever, Dane was the first person I spoke to. And so after an amazing conversation that was wide-ranging around lots of different things, including his poetry, which he's going to share with us, I hope, tonight. I think toward the end of the conversation, I said, somehow we got to the point, I said, you know, she'd be on my show. And he absolutely readily and kindly agreed to do that. And so let him introduce himself to you all.
Well, Dr. Lisa, I want to say thank you, first of all, you know, for, you know, allowing me to have the opportunity to, you know, engage in this conversation with you. Again, it's something that I see as, you know, I'm glad, in other words, that you're doing it, because it's a topic that definitely should be discussed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So,
who are you? Tell us a couple things about you so that my audience can get to know who you are.
Well, I would, you know, put myself in the category first as a man to be identified. And I've been a person that, I should say, spent time really observing how we connect with each other. Because I truly believe that by knowing so, it allows one to know not only the other person, but know yourself. Because how we react and interact with each other is basically defines us, if not for our character, but for our sense of being grounded. So me, coming from a totally different aspect, I grew up in the Caribbean here in New York, Brooklyn kid, I should say, because you're always a child, to something greater. Mm-hmm. And, you know, poetry was, you know, poetry is life. And I decided recently to express myself in words because I truly believed that I had something that I think I would like to share, and it is all about sharing. because with love, you know, one must communicate and there must have that level of togetherness. But again, they go hand in hand, which is, again, the balance of all things. So that is what has brought me to this place, you know, outside of career and, you know, the different things that I do as a person, sharing and my feelings, my thoughts was something that I think needed to be done on my part. And hence me coming up with the poetry book, not ever writing poetry or even getting into poetry, but living poetry, 30 Thoughts in 30 Days, which is... the title of the book, you know, and what I try to do within that is to, you know, touch on different topics. Obviously, your topic was one of the, you know, at the forefront, I should say, of the book.
It was just like incredible alignment. You know, I think we were talking, we've probably been talking like 30, 45 minutes, and then you read me a poem, the name of which you're going to remind me of.
Imperfections.
Yeah, it was like, that's exactly where we are with this. This is exactly where we are with this. So I don't know if you're prepared to share any of your poetry with us tonight, but I hope so. I hope you're willing to do so.
Always. That's the purpose of it. Well, the one that kind of grabbed your attention, which had to do with the topic at hand that we were discussing at that time, was Imperfection, actually was the name of it. And here it goes. A woman's intricacies is focused on the mind. A man's imperfection is distracted by the body. And it is within those shallow thoughts, faded away from self, in abyss, I am introduced to the intricacies that allows me to find the her in me. A mirror looking back at my reflection in absence of distracted imperfections of what is a body faded, a mind unappreciated, in that abyss where lost men call home, where they sit alone, never understanding the true nature of looking with in-depthness at the intricacies through a woman's eyes when she lays her heart on the line to reciprocate with imperfection, looking at her body and missing what is of the utmost importance, a beautiful body controlled by an intricately intellectual mind with a heart that allows man to withstand the eternity of time.
So, folks, you can understand why I was so taken with that poem he shared with me. It was really so in line with our conversation at that point and with, you know, the larger mission of Orgasmic Living, which is really about helping man and woman, human to human, connect and how those things, how we do connect and then looking at the ways we don't connect and trying to figure out workarounds to those things. Now, Dane, your book is called 30 Thoughts in 30 Days. Can you talk a little bit about what the thought was that inspired that poem?
I think me coming up under Rastafari and being introduced, you know, religion being introduced to us in its own misguided way, but again, serving that purpose, it reminded me of Psalms. Not so much Psalms, but Proverbs, because you know within Proverbs there's a proverb for every single day, and it's the thought of the day. So, what I wanted to really share was my thoughts, and connecting the two dots, I came up with why not have a thought for every single day, and you know, putting it on a 30-day month, I said, you know what, I'm only going to do short poems. I'm going to share each thought. So an individual has a thought for every single day because I was having these different thoughts on different days, hence the 30 thoughts in 30 days.
So for the poem you read us, what was your thought?
The thought on that is really, I observed, again, you know, through observation, my opinion, of course, when a man looks at a woman, what does he see? He sees a body, because, you know, we look at, you know, I call it the box theory, whereas we, you know, women connect, you know, when they look at situations, it's everything is placed in a box. We have the work box, we have the family box. So hence the delay when you ask us a question, we have to think of which box we have to go to. So by saying that, man and woman think differently, and we try to always look at situations. You're supposed to look at situations through the other person's eyes, in other words, to get that true understanding of where that person is coming from, taking it from, you know, not being selfish, because when you look at it through your eyes, you're looking at it from only your point of view, which is being selfish. And men today, especially with the sexuality and the way women dress and the way that society is projecting, we are totally just into the body. And by being totally distracted by the body or of a sexual nature, because we are naturally sexual creatures, we miss what is most important, which is the intricacies of a woman, which is the intricacies of that box, because we are the outer layer of that box, the protector of that box, but she is the mechanism and the makeup of that box. And one cannot truly know himself unless he gets past the body and get into the intricacies of that person's mind, because that is what's going to complete us. And I thought that I needed to show or share with individuals that they can understand that to truly love and know a woman and get the fullness of, one must first pass her body, because that will fade over a period of time, and you're still going to be left with her mind. Even if it's on a sexual nature, after you have your orgasm, then what? I mean, it's only but so much orgasms you can have. It must be someone that you can talk to, relate to, and converse with. So the basis or the premise of the poem was to express that one must look past the body. Yes, it is our first inclination, but we must get into who that person is, because that's who we're going to spend time with, learn from, and draw from.
Okay. I really get that. I have a question about that, though. So in these conversations I've been having with men and women over the last few months, actually, I think because I'm in my middle 40s, I attract a lot of people who are, you know, around my age range, right? Because I think I'm speaking to where they are in their lives, too. And it's interesting because I think at this age, we've achieved a level of maturity that we didn't have as younger people, perspective on life.
Hopefully.
Do you think your poem reflects that about you?
Yes, I do think, because one of the things that, first of all, regardless if you choose to accept it or not, knowledge is revealed to you at certain stages in your life. That's just how it is. Okay. That is our education and process by creation. And first of all, there's a difference between one that grows up and one that grows old. And once you are open to universe, you receive these things, and what do you do with it is totally up to you. That is a decision that must be made by your conscious mind and then acted out by your subconscious. So I believe that this was another step. And if God gives it to you, your responsibility and your purpose is to share it. But first understand it, accept it, appreciate it, and then share it. So I think with that level of maturity is which allowed me to do this, and here I am, because I am just a driver of that vehicle. The poetry is the vehicle that takes me.
Yeah, it's flowing through you. So clearly that it's flowing through you. That's incredible.
And I would like to just, because since we're on the topic of man, I would like to just say another short poem, which I think I wrote my purpose behind it is to share this with men, right?
Okay.
The poem is A Man.
Mm-hmm.
What is a man when stripped of everything he holds as a definition of a man? Is he still a man when all that he appears to be in sight, in body, and mind is eradicated by everything he holds to be a man? Is he still a man? Who determines the moral fiber, the intricate makeup of a man, which stand in the inward agonizing misconception of who's a man? Can he still be a man when all has failed to portray the very imagery of the handed down colossal misperception, unrecognizably removed from who he is looked at as a man? I believe, but if he believes at that juncture everything it took to create him, he would have found the true definition of what it takes to be a man. And I say this because I think men, the reason why they act or react in the manner in which they do is because of the misguided truth that they've been told since they were, infants. And I think that perception and has to change. And I think this is what does it. By hearing something different, one tends to question himself based on process that he's been, exposed to, per se.
So what do you mean when you say that men have been misguided from when they were infants? What's the content of that?
Because I think when we moved away from who we, our ancestors, and the process that was used in that time, when that was removed from us, a new process was introduced. And by introducing that new process, it came with a lot of misunderstanding, because history will show you that there came a time when, that time when men stopped respecting and looking at who a woman truly, represents and what she represents to him, that backbone. And I think by that misunderstanding, it took things in a different direction. So what we have is individuals that have situations without instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's make it up as you go along. And where do you go for your source? They go to their friends who basically have the same type of mentality, and not respecting, that institution per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that is what needs to be corrected. In other words, in order to correct something, you must go back to the foundation, because that's the house that it's built on.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah, that's funny. I just, two thoughts occurred to me as you were speaking. I think there's been a lament for a long time about manhood and where are our men? And that, I think the thing that I've said for probably at least 10 years is men need to teach each other. So there are lots of adult males out there, but there are not that many men. And so the men who are men need to teach one another, like you're doing through that poem, because I can't, as a woman, teach a man how to be a man. And I think it's very challenging to get us there. But in yesterday's conversation with another friend of mine who's working on a project that I'll talk a little bit about in a minute, she also said women need to learn how to be women. We need to learn how to work with men and how to be supportive of them and how to let them lead, but also at the same time, of course, not be run over by them, and develop our own ideas of womanhood about that really are workable, not that just fit into society, but really are workable for what we want to build, for our community, for our nation, for the world, And it was a powerful thought, because it's like, I think a lot of women a lot of women and a lot of men, or a lot of females and a lot of males, walk around thinking that they are men and women, but they're just adults.
Correct.
Females
Correct.
And males. That's not the same thing. And so.
And that is because there is no handbook.
There is no handbook.
A handbook is needed because it is something that was removed. And again, if you leave children to their own accord, they tend to make up the rules as they go along. And
right.
What was lost in that, there are multiple factors or ingredients that were put into that pot. Therefore, we now have that finished dish. But who's? I think the thought pattern at that point should be, we need to put this back on the fire, throw that one out, and start a new menu, per se. And I think that is what is being done now on a subconscious level, because the energy is in the air. It is being cried out, and the creator is hearing, because women don't know how to, they have lost respect for man, and man has lost respect for women. And,
right.
But in our subconscious, we really need each other, because that's the only way to be complete. So I think by having these discussions, because just touching on what you said, when it comes from a woman, it appears like you're attacking my manhood. But a man is going to be more susceptible to listen to another guy. So it's about educating the brothers. So the brothers then could educate other brothers. And I think it starts with one, because creation was started with one.
That's right. Well, thank goodness. Thank goodness you're here to, like, start the conversation.
And thank you as well. Again, woman is needed, you know, because you paid attention again to the intricacies, and that is just a mechanism that creates you and makes you. So it's by understanding who you are, utilizing that, and allowing me to feed off of it. And again, next to a great man, you will always find a great woman.
Always.
Because
so this conversation leads to the other part of what I was gonna mention today and talk about toward the end of the show. Can you believe it?
We're already. You need
20.
More time. We need more time.
I know, the show's so quick.
At least.
I force everybody to get it in there quick and get right to the heart.
And it can never be quick, right?
Right.
Quick is never good. Quick is never good.
Most of the time, I agree with you. We have to do what we have to do here on the radio show. But I have so I have a project that I'm starting, which I'm still trying to figure out a great name for, but basically it's around the work that I do in orgasmic living about, you know, making more love in the world. And so June 2nd, around the country, we're going to have a love day, basically. A love event.
Great idea.
And thank you. So I'm very excited. The details are still forthcoming. I've got a plan in mind. It's not a secret. It's a little bit secret still. But I'm very excited to really, like, get at some of the stuff that we talked about here tonight to really help people overcome their barriers to intimacy with one another and figure out how to build those bonds with one another and how to increase people's bravery around love.
Rewriting that old mist-handed down colossal, you know, just rewriting that, just tossing it out and rewriting a new book, because it is a new chapter that we're in. We're in a new time.
I think you're right. So this is my effort. It's, details will be forthcoming, everybody listening. And Dane, I would love to have you participate in it, you know, share your poetry. You know, there's all sorts of things, all sorts of ideas I have about how to.
It would be my pleasure.
If you're interested in participating, that'd be great.
You name the time and place, I will be there.
Great. I will. We'll talk offline about the details, but I would love to. You know, your thinking and your mind about this is so aligned with the spirit of what the work is that I want, that I'm doing here in orgasmic living. It's really, there's no, you know, for me, the universe never gives me anything that's an accident. Now that I'm clear about how it works and how it delivers
right.
things to me, there's never
right.
any accident. There's just these
right.
blessings, and you are certainly a blessing. Do you have another poem you want to read before we go?
Right. I would like to read A Ripped Removed.
Okay.
Coming back to the whole spiritual, you know, a woman can come in from a man's rib and so forth. This one, again, A Ripped Removed. When touched by the true true inner beauty of a woman, words are refrained. It's the inner soul that explains that the unification of man is woman. The intricacies, the complexities, the very nature of her being represents all that I am. Without her sustenance, I hunger, I crave, I am famished to the illusional desire of an infinite opening that cannot be maintained, as Creator contains the misguided truth that without her, how can I ever know the true beauty of what it feels like to be a man and not have to sustain the inevitable agonizing pain of a ribbed removed.
It's powerful. It's powerful, it's powerful, it's powerful. You know,
thank
I
you.
Love it.
Thank you.
So are there, so I always give people at the end of the show an opportunity to connect with the audience, to give them information about how they can connect with you around the book, or, you know, you on Facebook or whatever, anything you
want to
share about that?
Well, on Facebook, I recently started a page. It's called 30 Thoughts in 30 Days. It's a growing and building process like life. It's never ending. Mm-hmm. I expect within the next month or so to actually have the book into publication, and it will be on
okay.
that page as well as your page.
Okay.
That opportunity to where individuals can, you know, acquire it. And one of the things that I'm also going to include, which you suggested, is that I'm also going to give my interpretation of what I said. So one can get their interpretation, but but also understand where it came from to as a foundation
mm-hmm.
to base whatever their thoughts on. Because it's a house that's constantly going to be, you know, building and reshaping and growing. And that's what we should be as a people.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So, again, Facebook, 30 Thoughts in 30 Days, that's the page.
Fantastic. So, folks, check out the page. Like the page on Facebook.
Love
you
the
can
page.
Always come back. Huh?
No, I said love the page, yes.
Love the page, yes. It's a love button. Love, like the page with the intent of love, then, for sure.
Right. Because it's all about the love.
Absolutely. You can always go to Orgasmic Living. Like that page, follow me on Twitter, Dr. Gardenhier on Twitter, and visit the Orgasmic Living website, www.orgasmicliving.com, to reach out to me, connect@orgasmicliving.com as well. You can always email me. It was a thrill and a pleasure to have you on the show, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Being connected. And, you know, growing my little project on love for June 2nd. And, you know, who knows what's in store for the future.
Right. It's universe and it's energy and it's beautiful. So, again, this is, you know, this is the beginning of that or continuation of that, you know, journey we call life.
Absolutely.
You know, and thank you for, you know, making this possible. Again, make. You know, the Creator's blessings always be with you.
Oh,
always.
Thank you. Thank you
most
so kind.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure. So because this is a blog, it's a blog talk, if you didn't catch the show live, you can always check it on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Elisa and get an episode at any time. Tell your friends and be love. I think the show's over. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, very good. So that was fun. Had fun. Did you have fun?
Yes, I loved it. Please invite me back again.
I would love to have you. I would love to have you on again. You're welcome anytime.
Yes. Thank you.
So I hope you get a lot of likes on your page. You know, publicize this episode now that it's up. Let your people know. We'll continue to grow. And I'll keep you, so I'll loop you in about the project that's happening in June. I'll connect you with that stuff that's happening as well.
I look forward. All right.
Great.
Have a blessed
day. All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.